Hello, welcome. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi there, we are the Sidewalk Anthem. My name is Jules and this is...
Stuart.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, clearly, as we mentioned earlier, you're playing our benefit gig at the end of the month. And well, thank you for that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Should be fun. So, tell us a little bit about yourselves. So what sort of music would you say you are?
It's predominantly acoustic-based music.
Influences?
We're quite influenced by like the 70s singer-songwriters.
Indeed.
James Taylor, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, that kind of thing. And sort of more modern American singer-songwriters like Ina Wine, Dennison Whitmer, people like that. So we're quite finger-picky and...
Well, that's
sort
all good.
Of intricate sort of
quite
stuff.
Chilled.
Yeah, quite chilled out.
That's all good. We like that here. I try and play a variety of music. I am quite known for going off on tangents a little bit. I don't tend to stick to a theme. I sort of play bits of... Just pick CDs out of my box and see what happens.
Whatever takes fancy.
Yeah, right. At the time. So, at the beginning of the show, we went from, like, reggae straight into Chaz and Dave, for example. You know, which is a little bit opposite ends of the scale, I think. But that's how I roll, I think they say. But well, would you like to play some music for us to get us started, or?
Yeah. This song is called Lockdown Heart.
Cool.
It's going to be on our forthcoming EP.
We're recording
it at the moment.
Start.
Lost in the moment there for a second.
That's absolutely superb. Very Johnny Mitchell.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. That's sorry.
It was quite, wasn't it?
Obviously a heartfelt song, and very pleasant. Thank you. As you mentioned just before you started, an upcoming EP.
Yes.
Is there a release date for that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Jules and I have been playing together for quite a while now. Mm. We were both playing separately on the scene around Devon, I guess, on the open mics and various gigs.
Indeed.
We kind of decided to get together, and we started off playing covers really together, just so we had some material.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And that sort of developed into writing songs together. So we finally got about five or six songs, which five of those be going down on the EP.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's always nice to hear. And before we came on air, you mentioned your website's being revamped at the moment.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, is there any music on there people can listen to?
They can listen to the music via Reverb Nation.
Oh, lovely.
If they search for Reverb Nation and the Sidewalk Anthem, they'll find it.
Lovely.
Or they can go to our individual websites. I mean, stuartwills.com.
.com.
Lovely.
Or julieyant.com.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got some tracks on there.
Awesome. Hmm. Awesome. Always good to know.
Why Sidewalk Anthem? Right. It's got a very American sort of feel.
Exactly why. Because we try to bring in elements of American music and British music and merge them together. And so
When we were thinking of a name, there were quite a few bands around with the word anthem in the title, like Gaslight Anthem and the Low Anthem. I'm having that. I want to be an anthem. And I think I was listening to Pavement, who are one of my favourite American bands. I was like, Pavement, Sidewalk Anthem. Yeah, I like that. We'll go with that.
Nice.
And Jules is obviously from the States. Mm. So,
although I've been in Exeter now for almost 18 years.
Right. Oh. Whereabouts in the States?
Oh my goodness, I've lived all over the place. I was raised in Alabama.
Right.
And my parents moved a lot.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've lived in a few places around Britain, but yet to go over to the States, but I do intend to in the next year or so. Got some people out there that I've got to go and visit, so should be fun. Detroit, apparently, I've got to go to.
That should be this is where my family are from. Now based. Yeah, so we try and bring quite a few Detroit bands over.
So
we've
should
got
be.
Billy Brandt and Serana Verlin coming over next month.
Brilliant.
And we've got an artist coming over from California in December as well.
Oh, really?
That'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Always good to bring new music.
But, yes. Yeah. Big fan of American music.
A quick question. I'd get it out of the way nice and early. So.
Yeah.
Because I ask everybody. Do you get your five a day?
No.
No? Don't worry, you're in the majority if you don't. Not many people do. It's just a random question I like to chuck in there.
Quite fond of the old smoothie and et cetera every now and again. But.
Wow.
It's a tough game, this five a day.
I know. It's so hard to get it in. Weird. But like I say, I think out of the people we've asked, about 10 of them have said yes, and one of those is a vegetarian, so
That doesn't count.
It's cheating.
If you only eat green vegetables, then that's easy to get you five a day. Then, anyway.
So you've been doing a lot of gigs?
Recently. Yeah. We had a break for a little while, because... Yeah. Stuart and his missus just had a little boy.
Congratulations.
That's lovely.
Thank you very much. He's two now, but so around the time he came along, I took a bit of a break from things. The songwriting took a bit of a backseat at that time as well.
Definitely. I mean, it can be tough.
Yeah. Right,
when you've got a newborn around.
Quite life changing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Change the thing, but it's very rewarding. And it's good. I was sort of growing up a bit. Like I said, he's 2 years old. He's fascinated by the guitar and all the instruments around the house.
Brilliant.
Loves the drum kit.
It's great when they're absorbing information like that, though.
Yeah. It's great when they love the drum kit.
I thought
the trombone or the trumpet or the violin.
I sat him on my lap with the drumsticks, and I thought it was going to be like a
little fable.
10 minute wonder, but we were there for about an hour. So
keyboard, because you can wear headphones with that. Get them on the keyboard.
It's the way forward.
At least at that age, they haven't really got the strength to do too much damage. So
that's it.
Jimmy has
a good go.
I'm sure he has a good go. But,
he has a good go.
That's what I mean. Even when he gets carried away, it's still reasonably okay. It's not too bad. Then, right.
You played the Picture House. Was that a solo gig?
We played there. We used to play there quite often. We're going to be there again in September. In fact, it's printed in the Picture House flyer that I'm going to do next week and the week after, but that's not right.
Right.
Okay.
We're not there in August.
Oh, right.
But we will be there again
in
soon.
September, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But we quite enjoy playing up there. You know.
Yeah. It's a nice crowd, to be honest. It's kind of very personal because it's not a massive space, but it's enough for people to enjoy and still be able to sort of like chat amongst themselves and have a quiet drink sort of thing. I've only been to the one gig there, but it was very pleasant.
We've had some pretty interesting gigs as well. We ended up playing a biker rally
near
Bath a little while back, because Jules picked up this booking and I was like, biker rally, are you sure they know what we're about, you know, quite acoustic, and Jules reassured me that, you know,
reassured by the lady that we would be in a side tent, not with the
people just turning out, they just wanted some mellow music.
If you can
imagine a biker rally, and you know, I think you're,
yeah, the lighters up.
The image is how you'd expect we got there, and there's like AC/DC, Iron Maiden blaring out of this auditorium.
I've never seen so much leather in my whole life.
so we rock up and get up on stage, and Jules and I did our acoustic set, and it was kind of going down a bit like a knackered lift at the time. And, I've got a few heavier songs that I pulled those out of the bag.
He saved the day.
I think I almost turned it around. But it was a tough gig.
Well,
tough crowd.
I suppose those are the gigs though that sort of like I say, you've got some good anecdotes there from it. So I mean, those are the ones that shape you.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Exactly.
And all that.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think those kind of gigs are. When you've got amusing stories to tell after something, then it's memorable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We did end up with one guy completely passed out, half on the stage, half off. Yeah.
Awesome. That's the way. trying to do a stage dive. Just.
I was loving it. I was looking at reflections into the crowd. You know. Bit of a rock fantasy there. You know.
Indeed. Well, yeah. Hey, I've caught some plectrums. Oh, right. I think they were being thrown at girls, but I had a minute. Really. Yeah, just elbowed them out of the way. You know? It's mine. I got a drumstick that day as well when I saw Alice Cooper. That was
excellent.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a fun gig. But would you like to play another song?
Yeah.
Okay for that.
Should we do Matters of the Heart?
We shall.
This is the first song Jules and I wrote it a while ago, and it's the first song we really got together, so definitely leave me the title track of the EP, Matters of the Heart.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I could give you a bit of a story behind it as well, actually. It was one year down in the Sigma Folk Festival.
All right.
I was down there, and Tobias, he's also playing at the
at
the Acoustic Mix, was down there, and he played, and he just completely blew me away. And I went home and just picked up the guitar and wrote this song. It was kind of... So it was a bit inspired, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome. Moment. It's always nice to be inspired.
Absolutely.
Pray. scars are yet to heal. It's been hard trying to find a way back through. The scars are yet to heal. So come on, let's talk about matters of the heart. Let's talk about what's tearing you apart as the wolves conspire around your bed. And you can't sleep for the demons inside your
flute playing in the background. A flute.
I love a flute.
Something clean. Nice, clean in the background. Guitar, flute, vocals. Lovely.
I love a flute.
Got my production hat on.
Production hat.
Yeah.
Done a lot of that, yeah.
I've done a bit of that.
Yeah.
A bit of that, yeah. Back in the day.
Another feather in your cap.
Pretty much done everything. You know, I am ancient.
Yeah. Ancient.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, I'm catching up fast.
Yeah, bet you are.
But, right. Normally I've got so much information.
What would you like to
know? I don't know where to start, to be honest with you. Like I say, my head's in the shed today. Right, well, how are you finding the whole Southwest music scene? I mean, do you think it's...
friendly. There's lots of places to play. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of places that want you to play for free.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a dilemma for someone trying to make a living.
Certainly, certainly.
But there is a really positive vibe down here, I think.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, we're...
And a wealth of talent as well.
There does seem to be a lot of musicians coming out of this area recently. And, well, I mean, I suppose there's a lot of musicians everywhere, but, I mean, good classical sort of... certainly folky sort of bands coming out that are really, really good and well-written songs.
There's one or two breaking as well from Devon, which is a good thing. Maz Totterdale, you heard of her?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Maz is going on to big things. You know, she's getting noticed by some good people. She's got a nice record deal now.
That's nice.
And there's a few other sort of artists that are sort of breaking it. Have you played Bristol a lot?
Just a little bit, not very
much. There's a promoter there who we've had on because he's a folk musician.
Indeed.
Mark Venus.
I've met Mark, I've played his venues before.
Yeah.
Mark, I mean, if you're talking about paid gigs, if he likes you, because he's working 5 days a week, he's got an awful lot of venues, then you can make some money out of that. The trouble, obviously, with Exeter is because there's 27, probably more than that now, 27 last time we counted them up, venues. Mm. There's a plethora of acts because it's a student town. They can get bands for nothing, and you probably won't get paid. There's a handful of venues that might pay you. I think Hats. Have you played Hats? Used to be called Coolings.
Oh, right.
They now pay upwards, £125 for acts on a Thursday. So if you're getting there quick, and I mean straight off the show because everybody's just heard that, it's a small little wine club venue. I've booked there before. You have to bring your own PA, but because it's so small, you could almost get away with a couple of guitar
acts. Thank you very much for the tip.
they're paying. There's another place. There's the Globe in Newtown, which has just been taken over by a friend of ours. She's paying a small amount. She's trying to build the venue up. It's got its own PA. The only downside with that is it's upstairs, so it's a sort of a windy metal staircase. If you're bringing any gear up, it can be a real pain if it's raining.
Yeah.
That's a good venue to play.
Okay.
But I think Bristol's probably the best place if you want to actually make a living out of it.
Okay.
Well, I just think some more venues need to start sort of realising that really they're making their money.
They don't have to, though.
They don't have to? Well,
okay. Because there's so many up and coming. It's almost like Exeter is a sort of place where you home your talent, and then you go to one of the big cities where they actually will pay you money.
Yeah, I don't begrudge it either, because you know we just do it for the love, but, yeah, you know, and if we get paid a little bit, it's always great on top, you know.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, once you've started to, there's an awful lot of bands that haven't got a following, so they'll turn up and they may bring their friends or their friends' friends.
Yep.
It's acts that, like Mama Stones, you can play there for nothing, but you've got to have a following of about 100, 150, really, before they'll start seriously consider paying you, because it's worth their while. The bar's going to make money, and it's a trickle down. If they're going to put you on, you're going to bring three people, and they're going to pay you £100, and it's just not going to be worth their while. So,
and do you use the internet much?
Because there are
certain websites where you can do online gigs now,
right?
And you can sort of. Either have it, from what I understand, you can have it two different ways. You can sort of like have a pay-per-view kind of gig, or you can have people sign in and they pay you what they can, which is I think that's a great way of getting your music out there. And you know, it doesn't cost you that much to set it up and get it done. I mean, if you've already got the internet, then you're already halfway there, and get a webcam, get a few microphones, and away you go. And you can do it in your living room, you know what I mean? That's definitely
something to look at.
I think it's a great way of getting out there and getting a little bit of cash so that, like you say, I mean, everyone's got to make ends meet. And if you want to do music, whether it's for the love or otherwise, you still have to make ends meet. You still have to, you know, you still want to dedicate yourself 100%, I think, to that kind of...
Do art and survive at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You want to. You know, I think everybody does stuff that they want to do for the love. But at the end of the day, it's nice if you can support yourself so that you can commit yourself 100% to what you love.
Well, there's not enough love in the world. There are a lot of artists that bask, and I have got a friend that I've known for quite a few years. He's a professional musician, and he busks during the day, and he takes it seriously, and he goes out to Honiton, Sidmouth, all the way around, and makes enough money to support free gigs that he does during the evening. And he's been doing that for 2 or 3 years now. It's like lovely suntan. And he does earn enough money to pay his bills and everything through busking. People are quite generous. You know, if you go to a lot of the touristy sort of places, people, you know, he can earn quite a bit of money.
There are a lot of buskers, but
if you're a good busker, you will make money. I mean, if you're just scrawling away, then people realise. If you're very, very good, people will stop and listen. We did a busking festival, I think. Was it last year or the year before? We brought people in from Australia and all over, and the quality of some of those buskers and street performers was astounding. I mean, really, really good. But these people are professional street performers.
Yeah.
And they earn a lot of money. And it is, you know, it's pretty much all tax-free. So, you know, it's... sometimes.
That's immoral,
there.
Isn't it?
If you're in land revenue, you're listening, scrub that. That wasn't...
I'm not suggesting that people break the law at all, but I'm sure it happens.
I don't believe it does. I think everybody's all above board.
Really?
Absolutely.
All above board. Everybody gets their stamps. It's just the way it is.
Or failing that, folk agency. Go on, get on a folk agency. I mean, certainly you would be good enough to do something like that. But then again, it's the actual commitment of they'll ring you up and you've got a gig in Blackburn and you've got to go. If you've got like a young child or something like that, then that is occasionally quite difficult to do. You've got to be very, very committed to that's your career and that's what you're going to do.
I think flexible is the word you're looking for.
Flexible. Yeah.
But
some bands go down that route, but you do have to be very dedicated to do that.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Right. Well, shall I play something off of a CD so we can have a bit of a breather? I've got one lined up.
Oh, you have.
That's all right
with
you.
Me thinking I was going to be efficient. Okay.
Is that okay?
What are you going to hit us with?
Michael Kiwanuka.
You always put this on because I can't spell his name.
I know. I just love hearing you ask me how to spell it. For this. Anyway, this is... I have to look. I forgot what track I've picked now.
Track three.
History.
I won't lie. Alright, welcome back. You're here with me, Phil Young, on Phonic FM 106.8. Alright, if you're enjoying so far, want to get in touch, you can phone us on or text us on 01392 434 577 or contact us via email phonic@phonic.fm. Okay. I'll get that
usually
right one day.
You can just go, and that's
yeah,
it, you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
You say it in your sleep. I've heard you say it in the kitchen many times.
Yeah. It is.
Spare me to tell.
Don't even get me started on that.
I know.
I know you.
Sorry, it's your Achilles heel.
It's all not. Right, it's really not.
No?
It's really not.
Do a good scrambled egg?
Excellent. The best. And the best steaks in Exeter.
Your steaks are good. Your steaks are good. Yes.
Thank you. I should slap him, really. But,
you should, which is why I'm sitting well back.
Indeed. One day my arms will be long range. Enough, though. But, right, back to the questions, I suppose.
So any gigs coming up?
Well, the most important one is the...
Oh, obviously, this is the most important gig of the year.
31st of August here at the Phoenix.
Okay.
We do lounge.
Indeed.
Phonic Benefit Concert.
Yeah. Phonic Benefit. Who's promoting that one?
I think...
Martin?
Good question. Anne Marie has a radio show here, I think, and
right.
She's helping with that. And Jeff Sleeman.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
There we go.
Oh. We've got Pitch House coming up, and there'll probably be a few bits and pieces beyond that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
But the focus really is on recording at the minute.
Okay.
Getting that done.
Sort of any ideas on when any sort of rough ideas on when that might be out?
Yeah, 2 to 3 months at a time. I'm a bit of perfectionist.
I know.
Are you looking for someone to do? Sorry, Phil.
Go on. Carry on.
I'm looking for someone to do 3 tracks in a studio called Valvetastic.
Right, where's that at?
That is down by Exeter Prison.
Okay.
What we do is we take 3 artists. We put them in the studio, 1 take, 2 takes maybe, and they get to take the CD and we play the session if and when on the show.
Oh, so we'd love to do it.
I think it's the first Sunday in October for this one. It gives me an excuse to go around the studios as well and have a word with the producers for various projects. That's the first time we've worked in this studio. We've done one next door, which was quite good.
Yep.
So if you're up for that's the first Sunday in October.
We'd love
definitely.
To do it.
And you can do what you want with it. I mean, if it comes out really, really well,
that'll be the EP.
one of the artists we did last time. He's using it as a bonus track on his next album because it came out so well. So if you're up for that, if you're looking for recording time, then I can throw that your way.
We'd love to do it. It's the bit of the thing that it's not my favourite bit of the recording. Because I'm just too much of a perfectionist.
Really?
And I like other people to do it for me, you know, to twiddle the knobs, because I'm a...
Actually, it works quite well, because we've got three artists in the studio, and you get the first one in, and you sort of think, I could do better than that. And you go in there, and you do your tracks, and you please. Then the next one comes in, oh, my goodness, they were good. So it's almost like friendly competition, but it tends to bring out the best in people. They concentrate just that little bit more, because they don't want to make a mistake, because...
Yep.
Their peers are sitting in the box. So,
No, that sounds great.
I find it works.
No, that sounds great.
It does work. You do get some very, very good sessions that way.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And Joe's a very good producer, so yeah. If you're interested in that.
Yeah, so I'll get your details after the show.
Certainly.
Indeed. Right. Well,
I've got a live track.
We can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we do Space Between?
We shall.
This was this song came about after a bit of a mad conversation between us, didn't it? I went over to Jules' flat for a rehearsal and we just got talking about all sorts of things, and we're talking about connection between people.
Indeed.
And if the connection is in your head or in your heart, or there's a space between where people connect and all this sort of idea. So it's kind of
very
song
spiritual.
A bit spiritual.
That's all cool.
We just had too much coffee or not enough. I'm not sure what it was. Okay.
And our souls did meet in the space between and the dust, and fell in love, and they told our hearts, and they told our minds. Lost. find a way in this life. Then you came to take the pain away, and I could breathe again. And I never did think I'd find any kind of peace of mind.
Nice. I'm really enjoying it today.
It's good. High praise indeed as well. You've nailed it.
We've had this before. I mean, sometimes it sounds like I'm not interested, and if it comes across that way, I apologise. I'm not a whoop whoop kind of guy. I'm quite laid back. Whereas my brother would say, people say I'm so laid back, I'm almost vertical.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, good chatting up there, Mick. Yeah, nice one.
And there are times when you are vertical.
Occasionally, it does happen.
Yes.
But, as I say, I apologise if it doesn't come across that I am genuinely enjoying your music, but I do, and I am.
Thank you very much.
And I'm having a great time. I'm just a little bit... A little bit were, a little bit way, a little bit... Yeah, indeed. Right, so, upcoming gigs, we've covered that.
Where do you see the future going then?
Yeah.
Have you got a... I mean, I always say to young bands coming to the office, have you got a 3-year plan? It's like a business. Have you got a 3-year plan? What do you want to do? Do you just want to do it for kicks? Do you want to do it as a career? Do you say, right, I want to play Glastonbury... That's what I'm aiming for. You'd be surprised, people have got different aims.
Well, we both have our day jobs.
Right.
But, you know, I think eventually we would love to do more music. But we have good jobs and we're happy in them at the minute. So, but definitely more music is coming. And one thing we did recently is we're doing a lot more yoga music because I teach yoga.
Mm.
And we got to sing with the main Kirtan band at the last Devon Yoga Festival, which was just this weekend.
Oh, yes.
The festival. Down at Seal Hain. We'll definitely be invited. We're going to do that again in 2014.
Brilliant.
And yeah.
So it's a lot of fun doing that stuff.
That was good.
I mean, I've got tons of songs. I just want to get them recorded and up on my website so people can enjoy them. You know,
yeah.
I really want to do that.
Have you thought about going along the music publishing sort of side? Because I'm in the years that I've been doing this show and yeah. various other things, I've only ever really come across two musicians that I've sort of said, yes, great band, like what you're doing, but the songs stand up on their own. If you took them to a chapel or a publishing company, you would have an extra string to your bow. All of a sudden, someone yeah. big would be covering it and you'd be big off the back of that. Only ever said that twice. But your songs are very, very strong. So that may be something you might want to consider at some point.
Well, we may have to talk afterwards then about how to do it, because I've read about it, but I've never...
they're well-structured songs. You know, they are commercial. I can see another artist putting their... You're thinking, that's a really, really good song. You know, I could do my little production thing, make that my yeah. own, and...
You know, if Ben Howard is out there and wants to pick out one of my songs, he's very welcome.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
No.
So is there a sort of like a festival or a big sort of place where you think, yes, that could possibly be the pinnacle?
That would be your Carnegie Hall.
That's, you know, like headlining Sidmouth or something of that nature.
Definitely want to tour here in the UK, but also we want to go over to the States and tour.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of friends and connections over there, up from Minnesota down to Nashville.
It'd be great to play in Nashville. Yeah. I'd love to play in Glastonbury, obviously, because I've been there so many times. Yeah, it's like, that'd be an absolute dream. And I've actually dreamt about playing Glastonbury, so...
I got
friends
in the rock team, but, you know, if you want to like
the
rays, you might be...
Right. No, that would be amazing to play there. You know, that'd be great, so... But, yeah, part of the plan, yeah, is definitely to get over to the States, because Jules has got a lot of friends in Nashville and all the way around there, so.
And a few years ago, 2007, I brought a band over from the UK, from the US, and we toured with a band over here, and went all over the place.
What band was that?
They were called Some Other Bloke. They're not together anymore,
right?
But they're still all playing, I think. But we also played with some Big Wednesday, Pleasure Seekers, Numb. You know Numb?
I know. I work with Numb.
They're
great.
Yeah,
yeah. Wednesday as well. I work with them.
Do you know Big Wednesday?
Yeah.
Fantastic. They're still going, huh?
I believe so, yeah, or a form of them.
I really like their music.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to Billy, because I say he comes from Detroit.
Okay.
He's got the Drum and Dancer record label, but he's a professional musician and he plays all over the States. Does not a lot of the Renaissance fairs?
Right, they're big over there,
he's on his third tour of the UK this year. He's doing a lot of work with Mark, introduced him to Mark. We brought him over from the first thing because I really, really like him. He's big cowboy type. Yeah. Yeah, you don't mess with Billy. He moans more than Phil does. very, very good musician, but he's done an awful lot of touring like that. Yeah. So, have a chat with him by all means. And Jill Jack as well. He used to be on his label, who's now playing with Bob Seger and touring Canada and doing very, very well for himself. So
we've got another good contact of a friend of a friend who... he's a road manager, and before I met Jules, I was in another duo, and he got us on at London Arts Theatre and supporting Mindy Smith, and we supported Caribou up at Reading. So there's another that's another sort of avenue we want to go down as well once we get ourselves a bit more together.
I think the agency probably thing is if you can find the right size agency for you and say, well, look, we are looking for gigs, we are looking to tour, but we can only do it between those months. You find the right one that isn't too pushy, then that might be a route to go down.
I know it might sound a bit wishy-washy, this, but I just personally, I just want my songs to sort of mean something to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's how kind of what music's all about for me. You know, it kind of makes you feel stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of our songs are pretty much from the heart a lot of the time, and about our experiences through life and things like that. So if a song goes out there and somebody hears it and it kind of triggers something in them, then that's the win for me, if you like. That's what it's about, really.
I think that's one of the reasons that I like such a broad spectrum of music, because any song can have an effect on you emotionally or physically, and it's that's really good. I really connect with that, or just dance like crazy.
Takes you to a moment.
Yeah.
To a moment, and even when you first hear it, there's a memory to that song.
Oh, definitely.
And a connection.
I think, you know, all of us have got these feelings already, but the song just kind of makes it bubble to the surface a bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you connect with it, and that's really what we're about. Again, I sound a bit spiritual.
Awesome.
I don't mean to. Cool. It's just kind of, I think music's always been a bit of a lifeline for me. It's, you know, that's what it's about.
Well, I think that's how it really developed for us as a people, I think. Yeah. It's, you know, it's all, music has always been linked to spirituality, I think, because it's it, you know, ever since people just tapped on logs and stuff, you know, to make
it's like a whole other language. Yeah, it says that you can send stretch from the
night. Exactly, it connects to us on a deeper level.
And there's probably a biker in Bath now going, oh, that song always reminds me of passing out on the stage.
Half on, half
it's deep, deep meaning, yep.
It's deep, brother.
I never understood it, but it's a great track.
Probably, put him a little weep into his bottle of Nuki Brown right now.
Oh, yeah, Nuki Brown.
Yeah. Oh, well, can I just say a big shout out to the football lads? They know who they are. I shout out to them every week. I've probably missed them now. They've probably played.
Probably just about getting their boots on.
But any shout outs you'd like to do? Anybody you know listening?
To my little boy Liam, if he's listening.
Oh, really? Hello, Liam.
We're
going to
get an email now. Where's my drum set?
Yeah. That's my dinner, Dad?
Let's face it, if he's typing where's my drum set, you've got to be impressed too.
Yeah,
pretty good. He's emailing already.
Have you been Dragon Force before you know?
Believe it or not, my sister's listening in Alabama.
Alrighty.
Yeah. We do get quite a few overseas listeners, quite a few sort of the Detroit crew will listen and say, well, that was a rubbish show, you didn't play such and such.
Well, I always try to shout out to Sandy if I remember.
Yes,
I'm a little bit scatterbrained like that to remember who to thank and shout out to, because I'm, I don't know, my brain's always working at 100 miles an hour, so I always miss stuff.
Should we put a track on and then play out with a live one?
We can do that, but go on then, pick one.
It's got video games, hasn't it?
Is it?
Yeah,
is that
I love that track.
Okay.
One or
just slap it in there. That'll be fine. No. In there.
In two.
The one that hasn't got a disc. The one that hasn't got a disc in. I didn't. Yeah. I went in there.
I suppose so.
Number four, yes?
Yes. Well, remember.
I told you, it's a good track. You a fan of Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
Right, and we're back in the room. Alrighty. So,
Out with the track.
Thank you very much for coming in, and it's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem at all. And yes, the acoustic mix is at the end of the month, so everybody should come along to that, and you'll be there. So if everybody's enjoying the music so far, come and listen to these guys live, because
31st of August.
I get a special treat, and it's my own personal show. All right. If you'd like to play us out, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
This is a song called Shining Like the Sun, which I wrote. It's got a bit of a Larsy type of vibe to it.
Oh, nice.
But Jules is glad to do the singing on this one.
All right. Okay. Dream.